Hello, and welcome to another in a series of award-winning Financially Fit podcasts brought to you by the New Jersey Society of Certified Public Accountants. Today's podcast is on Social Security and the cost of living. With us is Noah Rosenfarb. Mr. Rosenfarb is the Managing Director of Freedom Wealth Advisors in Short Hills. He is a CPA and a personal financial specialist. Noah, good morning.
Good morning.
For the second year in a row, the government is not adjusting Social Security payments. Now, tell us a little bit about that. Why do payments normally change? You know, why are they not changing this year?
Sure. Let's go back to 1973. The government enacted some legislation that said we're going to give recipients of Social Security income cost of living adjustment. They call that COLA, C-O-L-A, cost of living adjustment. And it's designed to keep pace with inflation. So if there's no increase in inflation, then there's no COLA adjustment. So the good news is that if there's deflation, meaning the cost of living goes down, then the people's Social Security checks would stay the same. So for the last 2 years, this cost of living adjustment has been zero because the government statistic that they use says costs have gone down.
But then what about those who say, you know, the price of things is going up. My gas is going up. Food, property taxes, other expenses, they keep going up. So for 2009 and 2010, why are the COLA expenses going down?
Yeah, it's interesting. There's a little bit of a distinction between how the government calculates inflation and how normal people, manage their expenses. So what the government does is they take a group of people and figure out how much they're spending. That group of people tends to be a lot younger than retirees, and actually the spending habits of those people can differ pretty significantly from maybe people in northern New Jersey, people that are 65 or older.
Okay. So the bottom line for retirees or those who are approaching retirement for that matter, what can they do to offset these flat Social Security adjustments?
Yeah, well, it's tough to create money out of nowhere. And, you know, the double whammy for retirees today is that not only are their Social Security payments going flat, but these interest rates are at historical lows. So retirees are really getting punished in this economic crisis. So I urge retirees to take a look at their income generation plans. Are they going to work part-time? Taking a look at their investment strategies and how they're maximizing their current income, and even how and when they claim their Social Security benefits. There's a unique thing with Social Security, which says if you claimed benefits when you were 62 or 63 or even 64, and now you're under 70, you have the option to pay back the money you received from Social Security and start over, and the new payment that you'd start at would be significantly higher, sometimes about double. So for some individuals, it might make sense, if they're healthy and they have some savings, to go back and do a do-over with Social Security.
Okay. Now, what can people expect going forward? Is this a blip? Can we expect Social Security payments to remain flat for some time going forward? What's the outlook?
I think the outlook is that, you know, things change over time. And if you look at the history of payment increases since this was enacted in the 70s, there were times when the increases were over 8%, and there were times like the past 2 years where there was no increase. Over a long period of time, the average increase is close to 3%, which is about the average inflation rate that we experience. So I think people have to plan for the long term and then understand what they should do in the short term to make changes when they're not getting increases in their Social Security.
Well, thanks, Noah, for this great information.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's Financially Fit podcast. To learn more about other financial issues, please visit the NJS CPA's consumer website at www.moneymattersnj.com. That's www.moneymattersnj.com.